Hello, everyone. Our subject tonight is, do people see Jesus in you? I want to read a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2. It says, you are our letter, Paul writing to the Christians, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Paul's opponents apparently carried letters as their credentials from those supporting the Mosaic law as essential for salvation. They were questioning Paul about his apostleship credentials and letters of recommendation. Paul, in addressing the believers at Corinth, he writes, I don't need any letter of recommendation. You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. The most complimentary letter he could possibly possess had already been written. He says also to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 2, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord, their very lives as men and women in Christ, and the power of his grace were strong enough letters that all could read. This letter was not a human document recorded in ink on paper. Rather, the letter was authored by Christ in the living souls washed by his blood. The Lord looks for lives shining in this dark world. It is not by eloquent words, nor by teaching or preaching, which is needed, but it is how we conduct our lives before this world. It is by actions of love, kindness, compassion, and most importantly, by lending a helpful hand, imitating our Savior, so the world can see Jesus in us. A pastor tells this story. I remember at one time I received an invitation from a young preacher to speak in his church. He said, I remember when you preached at my father's church many years ago. My mother had worked all night, and after dinner you did the dishes. I will not forget that. I forgot your sermon, but I have not forgotten you're doing dishes at my mother's home. Friends, how others perceive us is usually established by our consistent behavior. We need to live such an honorable and dedicated life, serving the Lord and serving others, even when someone speaks ill of us. We also need to conduct our lives in such a manner that it will be easy for others to read and feel comfortable to open and talk to us about their problems. Hopefully, our Christian attitude will bring them to the Savior. What kind of reputation do you have? When people meet you or speak of you, will they say, truly, this man or woman live what they believe in? Will they see Jesus in our lives? Will they see gracefulness, faithfulness, caring individuals, and thoughtful Christians? We must always remember that people in general need all kinds of help. And by God's grace, we have been granted the privilege to offer the only one, the only person who can help them, the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants us to be channels of hope, mercy, and blessings to all who come in touch with us. We are to witness and demonstrate the love of Christ to a lost world. The real test is our lives. Do they see Jesus in us? Do they respond positively to what they see in us? May the Lord grant us the power through the Holy Spirit to leave a godly influence on people and bring them to the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jonathan Edwards once said, "A true and faithful Christian does not make holy living a mere incidental thing. It is his great concern. As the business of the soldier is to fight, so the business of the Christian is to be like Christ." We have a large responsibility to display Christ to those around us. Are we the loyal ambassadors the Bible speaks of? Are we the letter Paul speaks of that carries the true image of our Lord? Do people see in us the example of true believers? The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians Christians, he says, commending them, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, I will read it. "You became," he says, "you became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became role models to all the believers in Macedonia and in Greece." May the Lord help us to imitate them. In a cemetery, a little white stone marked the grave of a dear little girl. On the stone were chiseled these words: "A child of whom her playmate said it was easier to be good when she was with us." Friends, it is one of the most beautiful epitaphs ever written. Just think of this word. Think of these words. Someone said, "The world will listen if life manifests Christian character. The world will scoff at the emptiness of words, however pious the person is." May the Lord help us to show Him, to show His love in our daily lives, and may others see Christ in us in whatever we do and as long as we live. God bless you. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.